When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin Program. Tonight, Opportunity Magazine will host its contest winner's dinner at the New York Civic Club in downtown Manhattan. The festivities will bring out the finest and brightest stars of our new Negro era. Writers Zora Neale Hurston, Langston Hughes, sculptor Augusta Savage, philosopher Elaine Locke, just to name a few, have received invites to this year's dinner.
You sure this is the right joint, Schultz?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's listed in the papers.
It's ritzy for coloreds. Look at the ice on that sheba. We going in?
No, cut the motor. We wait for St. Clair to come out. I got all the time in the world for this spade. She ain't gonna get away with using my own runners against me. If I can keep Lucky Luciano out of my territory, I sure as hell can keep her out, too. You drive when I tell you to drive.
Got it, boss.
I am looking forward to dance with my wife after dinner.
Oh, Eugene, I can't sweat. It'll make my hair go back.
A little dancing won't mush your hair, Ruby.
I look like I'm wearing a dish wrap.
You look lovely.
Thank you, darling, but everyone else is wearing satin and chiffon.
Why are you so concerned about what others are wearing?
I feel underprepared and overwhelmed. Look, that's Zora Neale Hurston and Wallace Thurman over there in a heated debate. And Reverend Adam Clayton Powell is ministering to W.E.B. Du Bois right across the room.
I'm surprised at you. You've been in the company of folks like this before. At Fisk, you certainly held your own among scholars and dignitaries.
That don't matter here. This is Harlem. You are now amongst the talented 10th.
We both belong here.
Good Lord. What are you wearing?
I should go home and change.
Good idea.
Silly idea.
I give you $10 to buy something decent to wear.
What she's wearing is more than decent.
Men always want their beautiful wives to look homely. I meant for you to buy something fancy to wear. No secretary of mine should be seen at such a public affair wearing a dish rag.
I'm going home.
You will not. Madame St. Clair, Ruby is here as my wife and not as your secretary. Ruby, they are about to give the awards to the winners, and I want you to be here when they give me mine.
Of course, darling.
You can sit in the back. Did you deliver my message to Johnson?
Yes.
And he will be sure to announce it this evening.
Of course.
It's good to see you, Stephanie, in spite of everything.
Bonsoir, Caspar. We need to squat that rabbit, Schultz.
Any attack on one of us is on all of us. We'll keep Schultz in his place.
I have one of his bimbos working for me, and we pulled the rug out from under him. Promised his runners 20 and 50 on a hit. You want a poke?
That's steep, Stephanie.
What about a few punks to raid Schultz's candy stores?
The bulls are taking care of that.
Uh-huh. I'll take it alone, as usual.
I did not say that.
You self-depreciating Negroes need to wake up. Know your onions, Caspar.
Your problem, Stephanie, is that you are too quick to go on the defense. You need not to be so sensitive.
Do you think I would be where I am today if I was a pushover?
Don't let your insecurity undermine your strength.
Ruby.
Yes, madam.
Make sure Johnson makes my announcement.
I will remind him directly.
Time for dinner.
That woman is too preoccupied with appearances, and you are being badly influenced.
As she should be. It isn't easy being a woman running her own business.
Business? Why is she even here?
She made a significant contribution to tonight's awards. In fact, she donated the same amount as Hallstein.
Well, I don't want her money.
But you'll take Hallstein's.
That's different. He sponsored last year's contest. He underwrites the cost of Opportunity Magazine.
He runs a policy bank. He's a racketeer, just like Stephanie.
I do not want you working for her.
We are not going to discuss this again, and certainly not here.
Oh, fine.
She pays me $50 a week. My mother was lucky if she earned $2 a week washing laundry.
Oh, at what cost? One of her business associates was just murdered in his own apartment.
I told you, I'm her social secretary. I'm in no way affiliated with her business.
I see I was not the only one who didn't realize tonight's event required formal attire. Langston Hughes.
Pleasure to meet you. Eugene Washington, my wife, Ruby. Weary Blues. That is a fine piece.
Why, thank you. As is yours. Call to Glory. Your use of the Negro dialect reminded me of Paul Laurence Dunbar.
Thank you. There would be no us, of course, if it weren't for Dunbar.
Indeed. I must say, I am surprised your poem placed at all. You know, Mr. Johnson frowns upon the use of the Negro dialect. He believes it makes the Negro look unintelligent.
Both of my parents spoke that way, and they were the most intelligent folks I ever knew. Very well read.
Good evening to our honorees, generous patrons, and distinguished guests. Tonight's affair is a celebration of our finest Negro writers, artists, philosophers, and activists. And because of this current era of Negro consciousness, we have proudly taken on the appellation of the New Negro, which was so fittingly introduced to this generation by Elaine Locke. And a special thank you...
Here we go.
...to Caspar Hallstein, who is not only a patron of tonight's dinner, but a sponsor of our writing contest as well. Thank you all for attending, and for this evening's listening pleasure... We have Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
And this some shit.
Ruby, what the hell happened?
I don't know, madam. I delivered the $500 check to him yesterday morning. I telephoned this morning and I just reminded him.
I got beef with you, Johnson.
Beg pardon?
If it weren't for me, you would not enjoy that filet mignon.
I don't know what you mean.
What I mean is you didn't thank me for being a sponsor of tonight's dinner, nor the writing contest.
Is there a problem, Charles?
No. Yes, you need to thank me too.
Madame St. Clair, I assumed that because of recent events... that you would not care for the attention.
I would have appreciated the good publicity to offset the bad. You know what I think? I think you don't appreciate my contribution to your bourgeois new nigger era as much as you appreciate Casper's. His money's just as dirty as mine. I'm the only one in this room who clears 30 grand a month. I write checks so y'all can write your poems and plays and travel to Mexico and Haiti to do your research. And to celebrate nobody but yourselves. Get your hands off of me, Casper. All y'all need to hear that you wouldn't be here if it weren't for me. The numbers queen, Madame St. Clair. I will not be ignored by my own people.
I forbid you to chase after that woman.
Get a job, and then you can tell me what to do.
That was unnecessary.
Go chase yourself, Casper. Bonky, get my mink, would you?
I have your mink and purse right here. But Mr. Hallstein has a point. You should stay and be gracious, endearing. It's what respectable businesswomen do.
I know what respectable businesswomen do. I just don't want to do it.
Then you will not earn the respect you deserve. Perhaps the approach to Johnson was a little off-putting. He's just another monkey that needs to be charmed.
I'm listening.
I suggest you invite him to a luncheon. Applaud him for his upstanding work on behalf of the race. And respectfully offer your support, money, and voice for his magazine.
Opportunity Magazine reaches 100,000 Negroes.
It is a respected journal of literature and politics.
And Salem News is just a rag.
But you can certainly publish in both.
I value your thoughts, Ruby.
Thank you. Then you'll come back inside.
No, you will come to me. You make the appointment. Bonky, bring the rolls around.
Right away, madame.
That's a bodyguard. She won't be far behind. Start the engine.
Ruby, please, come back inside.
I'm making sure Madame St. Clair gets off all right.
She's a grown woman. She can take care of herself.
Will you be all right, madam?
Since when do you need her permission?
Yes, ma chérie.
You see? Let's go dancing.
Okay. See you in the morning, madam.
Don't dance too much and make your hair go back.
Can't deny the fact that the colors do make some real good music. That her?
Yeah. You ready? Pull up close to a car. Kill the bodyguard, too.
Got it.
Oh, dear. I still have Stephanie's purse.
Give it to her tomorrow.
Let's go.
Madame! Madame St. Clair!
Thank you, Bonk.
Stephanie! Your purse!
Ah! Michelle! Get to Michelle!
Stephanie!
Ruby!
Ruby! Oh, my darling.
We got him.
Two crows for the price of one.
So-called queen is wearing a Chicago overcoat. Next, we bump off Halstein, and that Coontown Harlem is mine.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Thin Treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.